Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS4227. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High and Mafia. So, Draymond Green facing a civil lawsuit believed to be tied to a situation last July where he allegedly slapped a former Michigan State football player. He says it'll be resolved. And then this attorney out there in Cali said that the lawsuit will be filed tomorrow. The expectation from Green's camp is the lawsuit is in response to a sequence of events in July that culminated in Green slapping this Michigan State player, Jermaine Edmondson. The alleged slap followed a fight, allegedly, an argument outside a bar in July of 2016 and was preceded by an encounter two nights earlier, allegedly involving Edmondson, his girlfriend, Green, and two of the NBA star's friends. This woman is a legal analyst for several networks. She has a news conference scheduled for tomorrow in L.A. And then he said he's letting his attorneys handle it. I'm hopeful and confident this will be resolved. He was arrested for allegedly slapping Edmondson and facing a fine and 90 days in jail if found guilty. He was released on a bond. His plea deal reduced the charges from misdemeanor assault to a noise violation and civil infraction, which carried a small $500 fine and $60 jail restitution. Bloom is the lawyer. Her pending lawsuit alleges assault battery-related claims based on Green's alleged acts of violence against a young man and a woman, presumed to be Edmondson and his girlfriend. According to the police reports, Edmondson said he and his girlfriend were both grabbed by the throat by Green's friends at this grill. And Edmondson's from Ohio approached Green face-to-face with verbal taunts and threats that day, just weeks after they lost to the Cavs in the finals. Green did not know him at the time he was first approached and ignored him. The police report noted that Green approached Edmondson early on the morning of July 10th at this bar in East Lansing and allegedly slapped him following an argument. He said he had pain in his neck and jaw as well as headaches resulting from the incident. Then he quit the Michigan State football program a few days following the episode. The coach made no mention of the altercation. A statement from the firm at Bloom's law firm, the man and woman bringing the case will speak out for the first time about the claims of physical assault, bullying, and misleading statements made by Green, and they have severely impacted their lives. They said an apology and accountability is demanded from Green, who has been a bully, allegedly, on and off the basketball court, is what they're saying. Bloom is the daughter of Gloria Allred, who makes a living out of taking cases, bottom line, for women, right? She's the most outspoken female attorney ever, right? On the face of the earth. So, I mean, she just goes after every guy in the world that does anything, right? That's what she does. And now her daughter is doing it. Great way to make a living. And, oh boy, are Allred's press conferences notorious, right? That's just, they're just epic. Get her in a room talking bad about men for an hour, she goes off. So that's one thing that you got going with him. How about the other thing going with him? The fight with Conor McGregor to take off the Warriors jersey on Instagram, but he's actually wearing a C.J. Watson jersey, which is, I guess, the guy that was dating Mayweather's ex or his wife, right? C.J. Watson was the guy that was allegedly with Mayweather's wife. Baby mama, girlfriend, whatever, right?
I thought this was
the
awesome.
Mother of his kid.
I thought it was outstanding. That's some A-level trolling by McGregor right there with the Watson jersey. I mean, he's just asking to get his block knocked off. I mean, he just keeps pressing the envelope here on Floyd. It's unbelievable.
That's C.J. Watson, mate. I don't know who the Pharrell you are. No disrespect, though, kid. Keep hustling and stay in school.
Keep hustling and stay in school. Oh, Connor.
He added, now ask yourself why I'm rocking CJ when I don't know or give a Pharrell about basketball. I dribble heads off the floor, not a ball. This is no game here, kid. That's so funny.
I thought when I saw that over the weekend, I just chuckled and laughed. It's just...
And McGregor, or rather Green, had put on Instagram, "We rocking with Floyd, bro, not you. Take that off, bruh." What do you think? What do you think of Green? He can't stay out of it, can he?
I mean, Green, he's got to real understand it's got absolutely nothing to do with the Warriors. Nothing. Zero.
Nothing.
It's about the name on the back, not what's on the front. You think Conor McGregor cares what's on the front of that jersey? No. It's all about the C.J. Watson part of it.
Right.
That's all he cared about.
Right.
He would have played for anybody in the NBA. He would have been walking around with that jersey.
Right. The guy that slept with his girl.
It's just such, it's A-plus trolling by Connor. It really is. It's just, he's getting better and better. I really hope he can find a way to win this fight because it's just, he's just giving Floyd every reason to pound him. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Everybody and her brother is going to this thing now.
Everybody.
Right? To the event of the year. We'll be there.
Can't wait.
But you're going to New Orleans in between, sandwiched in between.
We're actually going to be there 1 month from today in Vegas.
1 month from today?
And we'll all be scattered across the globe between now and Vegas. I'll be in New Orleans at some point. You'll be somewhere else, south.
Caribbean.
The Caribbean. Mafia will be north of the border at some point in the next month. So everybody will be scattered across. And then 1 month from today, we'll be
locked in.
Locked in.
Locked and loaded in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We'll fly to Vegas on the 24th and do a show that night.
That's it.
No sleep till.
Won't be a lot of sleep those 11 days.
We're going straight in. And then we're going to do Thursday and Friday from the MGM at the Mayweather-McGregor festivities. And then we stay there at the D the entire next week. So how do you like that? We're at the MGM, and then we go down and check into the D on Saturday.
I'm, like I told you, I've been just wrapping my head around this, just preparing myself mentally, because mentally is where I need to make sure that I'm right for this.
Prepare mentally.
Yes.
What about physically?
Physically, I'm not worried about, because I know what I'm capable of. It's mentally I need to be in the right place
right. When
we touch down there and have myself prepared for what's to come.
I guess back in January, back when the fight still seemed improbable, McGregor took aim at his opponent's ugly domestic violence record. Mayweather spent time in prison for battering Josie Harris' mother to three of his children in September of 2010. Having split with Harris, she says he entered the home in the middle of the night and was infuriated to find messages from NBA player C.J. Watson on her phone. Mayweather's son then told the police department that he had seen his father on top of Harris hitting and kicking her. So now he's gone after Mayweather's domestic violence by wearing C.J. Watson jerseys. I'm a little surprised you didn't bring it up at the four-city press tour, aren't you?
You got to leave a couple tricks in the bag here for the next month. I mean, you need to have some things. You know, there was only so much you could do that week. Now you can get into other things.
So Mike Tyson says today that he thinks Conor McGregor is going to get killed boxing Floyd Mayweather, and you don't respect anything Mike Tyson says?
I guess you got to respect what Mike Tyson says when it comes to a boxing match. I mean, the guy was one of the best to do it, but I don't know. I feel like anybody who's associated with boxing is going to automatically give the guy no chance. So it's hard for me to listen to – it's hard. The boxing people are all going to say there's no way McGregor can win. The MMA people are all going to say, well, he's got a chance. That's the way it's going to go.
Boxing, I got mad because I thought they were going to use MMA rules against boxing because that's what it's all about. Can the boxer beat the MMA guy? McGregor put his dumbass in a position where he's going to get knocked out because this guy's been doing this all his life since he was a baby. Can't kick and grab and stuff. He's not going to stand much of a chance. Tyson said that any advantage McGregor has been referred to as McConner. I've never heard him called that. Have you, Mafia? McConner?
Never heard that once in my life.
McGregor took the biggest sucker rules in the history of boxing. He said he thought the fight would be exciting and said he loved the circus. Conor's a character. Floyd has never met a character like this. I want to say, hey, it's disrespectful, but it's so funny, I can't, when he called him boy. Tickets went on sale today, by the way, for the fight. People could actually buy tickets to the fight today. It's August 26th at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. By the way, we're going to be in Vegas that whole week, the week of the 28th, doing the show live at the D Casino Hotel downtown on Fremont Street. They're having that weekend of the McGregor fight with Mayweather. They're having a fantasy draft, a national fantasy draft for football there at the D. It's incredible. $35 a person, luxury private suite for up to 14 people. You get a fantasy draft kit, multiple flat screen TVs, blowout cocktail service, first cocktail free, food catered by Gold Spike, American Coney Island, and Nacho Daddy. For pricing and availability, bring your team of fantasy friends to the D. Call the D Sales Department at 702-388-2200. That's 702-388-2200. Or email them at sales@thed.com. That's sales@thed.com. We'll be live. Five shows, Monday through Friday, August 28th through September 1st at the View Bar, second floor at the D in Las Vegas.
No disrespect to Mike Tyson, because obviously he's one of the greatest, and he's not the only one to say this. But I can't stand anyone breaking down this fight saying McGregor's going to get knocked out. Because anyone who's followed Floyd's career knows better than that. He does not fight to knock people out. He fights to outpoint you and get out there with as little damage as possible, and that's it. So everyone that keeps throwing around, Conor's going to get knocked out. He hasn't gotten knocked out with 4-ounce gloves. He's not getting knocked out with McGregor, Mayweather running around and just getting points, and that's it. That's not what this fight is going to go, and it annoys me every time people say it.
Yeah, so you just think he can't knock him out.
Like, what about the last 10 years of Floyd's career makes you think he's going to knock him out?
Yeah, he doesn't knock anybody out.
He's not about that anymore. When he's coming up, yeah, he wanted to take people's heads off and show what he could do. Now he's just about getting that check without taking in a lot of punches.
Getting a W. That's all he cares about.
And getting that money.
And he knows he stands there and just jabs you for 12 rounds, plays D. He's going home clean and with a check. That's all he cares about.
He's going home with a check either way.
Goes home with the check either way. I'm saying he's going home clean with the W. Big check.
He cannot afford to lose this fight to this guy. And his career, it'll ruin his career.
No, you're absolutely right.
It'll ruin his career. It will. No one will ever remember he went 49-0. They'll remember he lost to Conor McGregor. And let me tell you something. You know what he is? He's like the New England Patriots that were 18-0, right? they finished 18-1. That's all people remember. That team was going to go undefeated and go 19-0, but they didn't, right? They lost, and that's all people remember. They don't ever remember anything else. That's it, that they lost. That's it. 855-212-4227. So, great baseball on Tuesday. Minnesota at Chavez Ravine. The Cincinnati at the Bombers. Chicago against Chicago at Wrigley. A little interleague action there. You can't beat that. Boston's in Seattle. L.A., the American League. Anaheim boys in Cleveland. Pittsburgh, San Francisco. New York's in San Diego. Atlanta in Zona. Milwaukee, Washington, just to name a few. Get every pick for every game every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Daily fantasy rosters hit. Our boxing MMA snags are top shelf. You get the best price, the best results. Pro and college football coming soon. Sign up today at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
At 855-212-4CBS-4227. Don't forget, we put the podcast out after every show on Twitter at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Pharrell on Facebook.com/PharrellOnTheBench. And on our homepage, on the network homepage, it's OnTheBenchCBS.com. Also, Snapchat, Pharrell on Bench, one word, Snapchat. The following is enormous. You should follow us there, too, because it's simply kick-ass. You won't believe your eyes. Believe me. And tonight's going to be very strong. I'm going to start the week off with a bang, believe me. Also, the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store is free. Go get that. I think you'll like it. It's got everything on the website you could possibly imagine. Yeah, yeah, should do be. It's got all of our social media, the tweets, the Facebook, the PharrellOnTheBench.com picks and fantasy lineups. It's got every video ever known or shot in studio or otherwise for television, play-by-play, ballers, you name it. It's all on the I Am Scott Pharrell app. It's free in the App Store. Mary in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mary Ann?
Hey, Sky.
How's it going?
Can I get a Guinness?
Yeah, get her a Guinness. I mean,
thanks.
Who doesn't appreciate that?
Hey, what's San Diego, not San Diego, L.A. Chargers doing looking at, sniffing at RG3? I mean, what barrel are they scraping?
I know that they're just bringing him in for a workout. I don't think it's anything to get too excited about. I believe I've always liked Phillip Rivers. I'm a fan. I just think he's a great quarterback. He's a gunslinger. The guy throws the ball up and down the field no matter what the circumstance till the bitter end, till the gun goes off. The guy, you had better be careful with a backdoor cover against that guy. That's all I know. Every time I'm dealing with a bet against the San Diego Chargers, I have to be very careful because that guy's playing quarterback. He can kill you. He can beat you. He can burn you. He can backdoor you. You never know. But, I mean, obviously they feel like, you know, maybe they need depth there to back him up. I don't know their exact situation, but I know they are bringing him in for a workout. Look, it is amazing to me that his career has gone the way it's gone. I got to tell you, I thought that the Redskins handled him very poorly in his career, and he got beat up there, and I think that ever since, you know, it's just been downhill since then. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I know he's going there tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see. I know he had been, Pete Carroll had mentioned the Seahawks were not ruling out him, or Kaepernick at one point, I remember. He got injured, right out of the gate against, you know, when he was playing for the Browns. So who knows? I guess some people still believe in his athleticism, but he sure has not worked out in pro football, has he? He was great in college, but he has not worked out. You know who else he reminds me of? I hate to say it, is Geno Smith. Another guy that just played, was just great in college, and to me hasn't done anything in the pros. Nothing. But, I mean, I'm not saying he got injured the way, you know, RG3 did, but he did. What did he do? Didn't he blow out his hurt? What was it that he got hurt with last year? Wasn't it Gino? Wasn't it a knee that he blew out?
I believe it was his knee that he blew out.
It
that one chance he got.
But it was a knee. What? So what do you think? You don't think he reminds you of him? Neither one of them amounted to a hill of beans.
RG3 did a lot more in college and in the pros than Geno Smith ever will. I mean, the guy won the Heisman Trophy. Geno Smith couldn't hold Robert Smith a candle to him in college, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know about
that. That guy took the Baylor program and put him on a stage, and he won a Heisman.
I wouldn't be surprised at that. I don't doubt that, but I'm saying this guy, Smith, at West Virginia put up numbers that were ungodly. I mean, that guy, he threw deep. He threw on every pass, he threw deep. He threw bombs at Morgantown. The guy was huge. Don't you remember when he came out? He was like, boom, everybody wanted him. He put up big numbers in Morgantown. I think, you know, I won't deny RG3 was great and exciting. They both were. I mean, I just remember Gino doing big things for the Mountaineers, too. Like, I mean, he may have even gotten more juice than RG3. When did we pick up on RG3 finally? The year he won the Heisman? Had anyone ever heard of him before that?
I think the year before he started to get some buzz, and then he really took off that last year. I mean, he definitely did more, I think, than Gino. Gino put up big numbers, but I don't think people followed it as much with him at West Virginia. It kind of went under the radar unless you're a really hardcore, you know, college football fan, because West Virginia didn't really do much otherwise besides him putting up big numbers, throwing it around. They didn't win a
But who cares about Baylor football?
They were big then. That was, you know, before the rape scandals, before they all of a sudden just collapsed because everything was taken out from under them. Then they were actually contenders. But right now on San Diego's roster is Philip Rivers, who's 35.
Right.
His backup is Kellen Clemens, who's 34. And then after that is Mike Bercovici, the rookie from Arizona State, and Eli Jenkins, a rookie out of Jacksonville State. So they could definitely use depth.
Yeah, that's terrible. Bobby in Vegas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, how you doing, my man?
What's up, Bobby?
Not much. Hey, I got a problem. Out here in Vegas, man, they cover every Cubs game. So, I mean, I get off work, and I got to listen to this garbage Cubs radio instead of you, man. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, I know they do the Cubs games. Didn't they play today, though? Am I not on tonight?
Yeah, you're on tonight, but yeah.
Well, there you go.
More times than not, it seems like.
I know. It's the same thing. I got to deal with it a lot. There's a lot of stations that do. I get all that stuff happening to me, like in certain baseball markets. It is what it is. They obviously love Chris Bryant. And the year before, they did Bryce Harper. So they carry what they carry. There's nothing I can do about it. I still do a lot with that station. I do great things with 1140 in Vegas. And I look forward to doing the shows at the D on August 28th through September 1st at Vegas. We're going to be downtown at the D, so that'll be cool. We're going to do the Super Bowl again this year at the D. I love working with the D. I love working with 1140, and it is what it is. In the summer, they carry baseball, and then I'm on the rest of the year, so it is what it is.
Well, hey, I just wanted to pick your brain. I got online, you can still get the Buckeyes at 8-1 to win it all in college football, and then Saban's going off at around 3.5, round 3. So I just wanted to see what you thought about taking those two horses for maybe a preseason college football future. But
yeah, I mean, I don't deny Ohio State's always good. I think that it's going to take a lot. But look, if Florida State somehow were to beat Alabama in that opener, if they were to beat them, let's say they beat them. If they beat them, I think they have a tremendous shot to run the tables if they beat them. So that's that's a huge game, and I'm sure they got odds too. Florida State, they got some great players. They're loaded. That's going to be a hell of a game. But every year, you know, it's the same thing. Like, everybody thought USC would give them a game last year. I didn't. I was all over Alabama, and I think Florida State has a lot better shot against them than USC did. We'll see. It's going to be great. But look, Florida State's loaded. There's a lot of good football teams in that conference. Certainly Clemson, Miami's going to be good. I don't think Miami's going to win the national championship. But Alabama's always in the conversation. It's automatic. I'm looking forward to seeing what Orgeron can do with LSU being his flat out. There's teams that, you know, Oklahoma with Mayfield. You know, I know they don't have Bob Stoops, but they're completely stacked. And that quarterback of theirs, trust me, they're going to win every game. And Lincoln Riley's going to end up being a superstar because of, I think his quarterback's going to make him look good. I think that kid's a great football player despite his problems off the field, which I think are just normal now and minor. I mean, the kid got popped, what, for a DUI or something. You know, here's a news flash for you. Kids drink beer and smoke weed in college. What a shock. Yeah, Or that people drive and drink? You got to be kidding me. It's highly unfortunate, but it happens every day. I saw a streaming video today. Did anyone see that video of that girl driving drunk and she streamed the whole thing and crashed and killed her sister? And videotaped not only them crashing, but after she killed her, she kept video streaming. She was doing play-by-play of her dead sister in the car. Did anyone see that online? It was the most unbelievable thing I ever saw. They actually had it on the World News Tonight with David Muir, even though I only watch CBS with Scott Pelley, who doesn't work there anymore.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227. So our buddy Paulie Malignaggi has been sparring with McGregor. He's going to continue to do that over the next 5 weeks. He said there was a lot of trash talk going on, blah, 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 blah. But he said he's got some pop in the left hand. I can't take that away from him. In boxing, especially against a guy like Floyd, you need to devise a few more weapons. And I think that's what Conor's working on. I think coming into this situation, already knowing Conor has a big left hand, you're probably going to prepare for that left hand. Obviously, Conor's working on other things besides the left, so there can be that surprise element to it. There's going to be other things he needs to make you worry about, and that's what he's been working on in camp. He's effective at what he's doing. He said the camp's mood is serious. And he said McGregor initiated a conversation at the end of the session once the intensity of competition lowered. Malignaggi said McGregor was actually a chill, normal guy. I think McGregor's definitely an underdog, but he has a method to what he's doing, and he has a thinking process behind it. This is a fight of moments, and I think he can give himself certain moments. If those moments turn into bigger moments, that's not up to me. That's up to Conor McGregor. There you go. I'll say this much about Paulie. He has fought everybody. Miguel Cotto, Hatton, Amir Khan, Adrian Broner, Zab Judah, Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, just to name a few. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think he has a better shot against him. And he's finished, right? So he's just doing announcing now. With Showtime, but he's fought everybody. He's more experienced. He's certainly done it. So, and I wouldn't give him a chance in hell against Mayweather, right? Would any of you? Mayweather, I mean, Mavi, you've seen Paulie fight a bunch of times. Would you give him a chance?
No, I would not. I mean, I love Paulie.
And you're telling me McGregor's better than Paulie?
No, I wouldn't expect that at all. I mean, McGregor probably has more power than Paulie does. Paulie's another one of those guys that was very fast and very technical, going to get as many points as he can. I don't think he had a ton of knockouts, but still, this doesn't mean he has a better chance.
Mike in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, buddy.
I asked you to pour me a cold beer, but I've already got 16.
Awesome.
First of all, I want to say Roll Tide. About that game, this Alabama, with the exception of the West Virginia game a couple of years ago, has pretty much beat down their first game opponents. I think you're probably right. I think this is going to be a close game on that one. Another thing, too, I like that suicidal tendencies you were playing earlier. Remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
I saw them. Matter of fact, they played in Birmingham when I was in my 20s. This is in the 90s. And after the concert, I played pool with them at a bar called the Nick, and they were pretty cool guys. I wanted to say this about that McGregor fight, if I may. I'm not really sure how to call this fight. Do you remember that boxer, Ray Mercer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember him. He's the guy that slammed Tommy Morrison down. Morrison was a good fighter. But Ray Mercer is kind of the opposite thing. Ray Mercer went and fought in an MMA fight. Anybody can pull this up on YouTube.
Right, I remember that.
And he got his brains beat out. And so I'm just saying this could go anyway. But anyway, God bless and Roll Tide, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, I just don't agree with any of that. It could go anyway. I don't get that everybody thinks that there's all these possibilities. I'll believe it when I see it. I hope everyone's right, and I hope they all cash their tickets. I hope everyone makes a fortune on Conor McGregor winning. I think it would be great for the community and for the country as a whole if everyone won their money, because everyone's betting on him. Everyone in the world's betting on him. He has suckered the American public like no other. Everyone in the – who doesn't think he's winning the fight? I've yet to meet a person that doesn't think he's winning. I mean, every single person that calls the show thinks he's winning, right? I mean, aren't they all just one by one coming in, McGregor? It's automatic. I mean, he's just automatic. He's just so brilliant. He's just the greatest fighter that's ever lived, who's never fought ever in the ring. I mean, he's the greatest boxer ever, and he's never fought once, ever. I mean, it's unbelievable how his meteoric rise to greatness. I mean, as a boxer, he's taken over the industry. He's just phenomenal. It's unbelievable, his brilliance. I mean, it is something to behold watching him fight no one ever. He's done just a terrific job. How in God's name do you become the greatest fighter on earth? He's bigger than Muhammad Ali. He is bigger than Joe Frazier, Muhammad, George Foreman, Tommy Hitman Hearns. I mean, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Juan Manuel Marquez. He is the greatest fighter that has ever lived, this Irishman. I mean, he is just the most fantastic thing I have ever seen. I've never seen a fighter in my life better that's never fought anyone ever. I mean, he has an unblemished record. I mean, it is incredible how he's 0-0. I mean, it is just absolutely palpable, his brilliance of never losing a fight ever and never fighting once ever. It's just incredible. He's a genius. God. This thing makes me sick to my stomach is what it does. Listening to all you people try to sell me on this guy. God almighty. Jesus, I hope he knocks him out, for Christ's sakes, at this point, Mafia. I hope McGregor wins at this point, because I've never been so drowned in suckers in my life. I've never seen anything like it. It's the greatest thing ever. Not only that, I don't really, at this point, is the only reason he's not the president of the United States because he's from Dublin? Is that he's not allowed to be the president? Because he's taken over everything else, hasn't he?
That's the only reason.
He's even running the Warriors, isn't he? Running them into the ground? And now what's next? He's going to call Mike Tyson a wussy. Is that tomorrow that we're going to hear that he's a wussy too?
When I'm done with Floyd, I'll get you.
Yeah, I want to hear him say that to his face. Even as an old man, Mike Tyson would kill him with one punch. He'd be dead. One punch, he'd be dead on the ground, dead.
Be faster than the Sphinx fight.
I mean, it would just be the most embarrassing thing ever. But he'll tell everyone he could beat Mike Tyson's ass tomorrow. Watch, because he never lets anyone say anything about him without getting a backhanded slap. It don't matter who you are. If you talk bad about him, you're getting it. It's coming, right? Isn't he the greatest smack talker ever? Is he not on Jim Rome's Smack Off on Friday? I mean, wouldn't he win that hands down? I mean, that's a done deal. Romy put him on. You don't even have to have the contest. You just give him the check. Conor McGregor, the greatest talker ever. It's unbelievable. What a career. Sam and Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
What's going on, brother?
I'm sitting here. I'm on the way home from work. You don't need to pour me up one because I'm a bartender.
All right.
And the thing about this fight is so crazy. It almost reminds me of the Great White Hope, whatever the movie was. Conor McGregor is sitting here getting everybody sucked in to try to think that he could beat Floyd Mayweather, and it's preposterous.
It is, and it's worked. He has, the same way he has suckered them into the fight, that he got the fight is hilarious to begin with. That's the greatest hustle of all time, that he got the fight and that he's going to make all this money. And then the other hustle is that he sold the public that he's going to win. He's convinced everyone he's going to win. What do you want to say?
If he was smart, it'd be like Rocky III. That's all I'm saying. Apollo Creed and Rocky III. You make it close, or you could take a dive and get all the money. I don't understand it. What you think?
Well, I don't think he's a diver. He'll never quit. He's not that guy. That's not the guy we know. He's not going to quit. I know he tapped out in the fight against Nate Diaz, but Mafia, you'll explain that. He was in big trouble. He was going to get put to sleep in that fight. He was doomed. He tapped out because he was finished. He couldn't get out of that.
Ryan, it's easy for everyone to sit there and say, oh, well, I wouldn't tap. I'd go until I pass out. You don't realize until you get in that position. You know, that panic sets in.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much of a badass you are. There's been plenty of guys.
You think you're going to die.
Hard as hell, and all of a sudden you get that, you know, arm around your neck, and you go panic and tap.
Yeah. But I think he's literally brilliant in the sense that he's suckered people into giving him the fight when he's never fought in his life, and he's making seven figures to do it. And I mean fat money. I mean, fat money, right? What is it, 8 figures? What's he making, 100 million? How many zeros do we have here? He's going to make at least $150 million, I guarantee it, when it's all said and done.
That's nine.
So nine. And then here's the deal. And then he suckered people into believing he's not only going to do the fight, but he's going to win. Everyone, even Pauly Malignaggi sounded like a guy that's sitting there trying to tell me he's going to win. I mean, I have heard it all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.